Let's go to the Cardio Newsline right now and visit with our very special guest. It's that time of the month where we visit with Colorado Springs Police, Adrian Vasquez. Chief, good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. I hope your day is going good so far.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you. Yeah, good warmer day. It's kind of nice to get that warm weather back. Thank you.
No doubt. And spring is here. Definitely talking about those warmer temperatures as we move along in spring and summer. All right, let's talk it and let's get more into this. We've been talking a lot lately about juvenile violent crime in Colorado Springs. How big of a problem is this, and what is the police department doing to sort of combat this type of crime?
Well, I think it is a conversation that I've had across the city in a lot of different venues, and certainly on the morning show here. You know, I've talked a lot about how many juveniles we're seeing committing persons crimes, which are your robberies, your assaults, your sexual assaults, murders, attempted murders. And it's kind of striking to talk about our kids, committing crimes like attempted murder and murder and sexual assaults. But we're seeing it across our city as we are across any major city across the nation. So the numbers that we're seeing here in Colorado Springs, you know, we have suspects about 106 a month in 2023 for persons crimes, those really more targeted crime toward people. We have a lot of crimes surrounding motor vehicle thefts and burglary of motor vehicles where they're breaking into cars and stealing things. And so it is pretty striking. And what we're doing here with CSPD really is kind of approaching it from a lot of different areas. Certainly, you know, the enforcement piece of it. Mm-hmm. Secondly, really looking at legislation and engaging with legislators about, you know, accountability pieces through legislation. And then thirdly, we're also doing a lot of programs within Colorado Springs Police Department where our police officers are engaging with youth to try to help be mentors to them and educate them on, you know, what kind of good things they can approach versus, you know, what kind of criminal activity could get them in trouble.
You know, this Youth Advisory Council, it's comprised of 21 high school students. So give us kind of an idea what these 21 high school students do when they get together and meet, and what advice can they give the police department on how to combat this type of crime?
Well, the Youth Advisory Council is something that is very important to me. So this semester, this school semester that we're in right now, is the first time we've tried this since I've been chief. And basically, as you said, we brought in 21 high school kids from all over the city, so from all the school districts. We sit down with them and we talk with them about what the police department is about. What do we do and why do we do it? What's really important to me is, one, to educate them, certainly, but secondly, to get their feedback, to get what they think about their police department, what they'd like to see in the future, and to help guide them in those conversations in a more of a mentor capacity, but also to solicit that feedback from them when we show them, you know, what a day in the life of a police officer is like.
Is it one of those things where asking maybe the high school students that are part of that advisory panel to sort of go back and be ambassadors of the police department, if you will?
Absolutely. In this first semester, they're really helping us develop what the program looks like. So when we go into next year, so next August, and we solicit for the kids through the districts to participate in this program, really the group that's in right now, one, they're going to be going back and talking about this. And I know they are because I hear from our SROs that are in the school how much conversation there is around this program and how much interest that's generating. So taking the information we give them about, you know, something as important as why we use force or what's our homeless population look like and how are we interacting with them, going back to those important topics and talking with their peer students and then bringing that information back to us is important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Unfortunately, we're out of time right now. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Really looking forward to furthering a lot of police discussion on the show. Thanks again for joining us, Chief.
Thank you. Have a great day.